There was only one problem. My father was missing, and nothing that my mother or grandparents could tell me could obviate that single unassailable fact. Their stories didn't tell me why he had left. They couldn't describe what it might have been like had he stayed. Like the janitor, Mr. Reed, or the black girl who churned up dust as she raced down a Texas road, my father became a prop in someone else's narrative. An attractive prop, the alien figure with the heart of gold, the mysterious stranger who saves the town and wins the girl, but a prop nonetheless. I don't really blame my mother or grandparents for this. My father may have preferred the image they created for him. Indeed, he may have been complicit in his creation. In an article published in the Honolulu Star Bulletin upon his graduation, he appears guarded and responsible, the model student, ambassador for his continent. He mildly scolds the university for herding visiting students into dormitories and forcing them to attend programs designed to promote cultural understanding, a distraction, he says, from the practical training he seeks. Although he hasn't experienced any problems himself, he detects self-segregation and overt discrimination taking place between the various ethnic groups, and expresses wry amusement at the fact that Caucasians in Hawaii are occasionally at the receiving end of prejudice. But if his assessment is relatively clear-eyed, he is careful to end on a happy note. One thing other nations can learn from Hawaii, he says, is the willingness of races to work together towards common development, something he has found whites elsewhere too often unwilling to do. I discovered this article, folded away among my birth certificate and old vaccination forms, when I was in high school. It's a short piece, with a photograph of him. No mention is made of me or my mother, and I'm left to wonder whether the omission was intentional on my father's part, in anticipation of his long departure. Perhaps the reporter failed to ask personal questions, intimidated by my father's imperious manner. Or perhaps it was an editorial decision, not part of the simple story they were looking for. I wondered, too, whether the omission caused a fight between my parents. I would not have known at the time, for I was too young to realize that I was supposed to have a live-in father, just as I was too young to know that I needed a race. For an improbably short span, it seems that my father fell under the same spell as my mother and her parents, and for the first 6 years of my life, even as that spell was broken and the worlds that they thought they'd left behind reclaimed each of them, I occupied the place where their dreams had been.